How y'all doing? I appreciate you all for coming. Thank you, Principal Dockery, for that really kind introduction. As a kid from West Chatham, from the South Side, from literally like three blocks away from here, it's pretty serendipitous to be here today. Let's get straight into it. As you guys know, Friday I met with Governor Bruce Rauner to urge him to do his job and to honor his original commitment to provide $215 million to CPS so our kids can finish the year strong. Governor Rauner can use his executive power to give Chicago's children the resources they need to fulfill their God-given right to learn. The governor gave me a lot of vague answers in our meeting and since has called me over the weekend. Our talks were unsuccessful. Governor Rauner still won't commit to giving Chicago's kids a chance without caveats or ultimatums. This time last year, state legislators and Governor Rauner reached an important compromise on behalf of the public schools and the students across the state. This commitment was made to bridge the gap between the wide disparity in Chicago's pension payments and those of every other school district. But Governor Rauner broke his promise to Chicago's children a few months ago as a result of an admitted emotional reaction when he vetoed the $215 million in funding that Chicago schools were counting on to close out the school year. The state of Illinois widened its unfair education funding even further this year, increasing funding for every teacher except in Chicago by $243 million and cutting funding for Chicago teachers by $215. Our kids should not be held hostage because of political positioning. If the governor does not act, CPS will be forced to end school 13 days early, which means over 380,000 kids will not have adult supervised activities in June and could possibly be put in harm's way. While I'm frustrated and disappointed in the governor's inaction, that will not stop me from continuing to do all I can to support Chicago's most valuable resource, its children. Today, I'm proud to announce that I am donating $1 million to CPS to support arts and enrichment programming. I'll hand it over. It's just a picture. Yeah. Here, you guys hold it. There we go. I am, tweet that out. I'm excited to share that this donation was made possible by my fans. Through ticket sales for my upcoming tour and an unprecedented coordination from Live Nation and AEG, and Ticketmaster, competing corporations, if you guys didn't know, we were able to band together, also with independent promoters and venues across the country, to use funds from ticket sales to donate in the CPS. I'm honored to make this donation to Chicago Public Schools Foundation and help Chicago's cultivate Chicago creative minds. I'm committed to helping Chicago's children have quality learning experiences that include the arts. As an artist and an after-school teacher, I know the arts are essential. They teach students invaluable lessons like practice makes perfect, that small differences can have large effects, and that collaboration leads to creativity. This check that I donated is a call to action. I'm challenging major companies and corporations in Chicago and all across the U.S. to donate and to take action. The CPS students have spoken recently at one of our open mics, and would like corporations to invest in them as we've invested in their businesses. Let your businesses know that their help is needed, and we can all pull together to support the children of Chicago. You are able to donate and take action via the Social Works website at www.socialworkshy.com. I'm sorry, socialworkshy.org/support CPS. And I'm also proud to announce that for every $100,000 raised, Social Works will donate $10,000 to a specific Chicago public high school or elementary school. Starting with the $1 million that we just put up. So I'll be donating $10,000 to different Chicago public high schools and elementary schools. 10 of them to be exact, y'all know math. Starting with Westcott Elementary and their principal. Woo, don't knock over the flags. There we go. Miss Dockery, thank you so much.
Give it to this side.
Yeah. This 10K will go towards the funding of after-school programs and art enrichment programs at these schools. Illinois currently ranks dead last, 50th out of the 50 states when it comes to funding public education. With the stroke of the pen, the governor has the power to change that. And this isn't about politics. This isn't about posturing. This is about taking care of the kids. Everybody and their mama knows about what's going on in Chicago. It's constantly talked about, but we're about to enhance the conversation on supporting it and funding the education of the kids in Chicago. As a private citizen, as a parent, and as a product of CPS, I'm asking that you guys join and fight with me, organize with me, mobilize with me for the interest of the children of Chicago. This is the very beginning. Thank you so much again, Principal Dockery. Thank you all you guys for coming out today. I'm going to throw one more in. Governor Rauner, do your job. And I'm sorry that I left out pretty quickly the other day to any of the press folks that were there. So if you guys have any questions, I'm willing to answer right now.
We've seen today that Governor Rauner did release a plan with two different options for the funding. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I did see that this morning. As you guys know, I'm not a politician. Governor Rauner is the chief executive of our state, and his responsibility is to make sure that the children have the resources that they need to have a quality education. Governor Rauner would like for the narrative of this conversation to be that our conversations were to help find a way to subsidize funding for CPS. That's not what I told y'all. That's not what's going on. I want them to fund CPS. It's not my job to propose any policy or be behind anything other than the kids. I'm sorry. I don't know how long I'm going to be alive for sure. It goes along with being from Chicago and being a product of CPS. I want to see the kids succeed.
Chance, do you have a message for any other...
We're doing the raising your hands thing. Yes, sir.
Chance. Good call. Do you happen to have words for other celebrities beyond just the organizations out there and corporations who come from Chicago as far as stepping up as well?
I've actually been in conversations all this weekend, and I will continue to be in conversations with people of influence, corporations, and anybody that is willing to help bring light to the situation and also commit to a change in Chicago. I actually got a text from an artist from the South Side, Common, this morning, and me and him have a phone call later today. So yes, but yeah, to anybody watching, to anybody if I texted you and you ain't hit me back yet, I do need your help. Yeah.
Last question.
I'm streaming this on Facebook Live right now. Many people are.
We're doing the raise your hand thing. Kendra G. Well, mainly because this is what's right, I want to say it would be cool if I could, you know, just dust it off and say I don't care about the Grammys, but the Grammys were what I needed, or kind of were what I traded in to have my first meeting with Governor Rauner, and so I'm appreciative of him being willing to take a meeting with me, it's what's right, and I think everybody knows that it's what's right to get behind these kids. So I don't know. I wish I had a cooler answer than that, but it's what's right. I'll do one last question. Yeah, I thank every person in Chicago for building me into the person that I am, and I'm a public school kid, so I thank CPS. I know we're in our troubles right now, but we're about to get past it. I just ask that at every turn, from every level of involvement that you have, everyone has a voice and a hand in this, and when I call on you, I'm going to need your help, and I'm going to need you to respond. So, and that goes out to the highest level of people. That goes out to the organizers. That goes out to the parents, to the teachers. But yes, thank you for, you know, raising me up, for supporting me. And I'm going to need a little bit more help to get this done. I appreciate you guys once more for coming out, for putting this out there, for accepting the challenge that I gave to the media to cover this, to all the national publications that came out here today. I want to thank you one more time. Thank you so much. Let's give a round of applause to Principal Dockery for hosting all of us on this day. And I will be able to come back to you later with answers on what corporations are supporting us in our fight for a better education for these kids. Thank you.